I have good news for you today. Jesus taught repentance. And this conveys the idea that even though your sins be as scarlet, they can all be taken away. You know, when we begin to think of repentance, we think of that which actually begins in the heart or mind of man and works its way out. When the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ was offered to the world, the people recognized the fact that they were sinners, and they were told to turn from their sin. Peter made it very clear as he taught the words that Christ had in mind in Acts 3:19, when he simply said, "Repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." You see, that's why Jesus Christ came to this earth, was to turn things around. We told you on one of the past broadcasts that the prophet had said, "The people that sat in darkness have seen a great light." And we're aware of the fact that when Jesus was announced by John the Baptist in Matthew, the 3rd chapter, the great theme was to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The first personal teaching that we have offered by Jesus in Matthew's account of the gospel is found in the 4th chapter after the temptation of Christ. If you're taking notes, as many people do at the time of this broadcast, write down Matthew 4:17, and you'll find Jesus beginning to preach at that time, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." We're aware of the fact that Christ also taught during his personal ministry in looking upon a group of people who apparently were steeped in sin. He said in both Luke 13, verse 3, as well as verse 5, "Except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish." I'm wondering really what is embraced and what is considered in the subject of repentance. It seems to be that in the proclamation of the gospel that follows the preaching of God's word and the belief in the heart that that word is true. Never do we find a place where this seems to be any more completely brought to our mind than in the story of the first gospel sermon after the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles. Those of you that are listeners to this broadcast know that time and time again, we go back to that momentous 2nd chapter of Acts on the first Pentecost after Christ went to heaven. One reason for doing that takes us back to the very beginning. That's the first time that we have a record of the apostles preaching the gospel. They were to take it into the whole world, but they were first to begin in the city of Jerusalem, right where they were. Before Christ went to heaven, he said they would be his witnesses when that Holy Spirit came upon them, and they would have the power to preach the gospel in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. So the example of Peter's sermon there in that 2nd chapter of Acts, beginning with verse 14, is a very vital, we might say invalid teaching, that can bring to our mind the part that repentance plays in conversion to Christ. It should be realized that repentance goes far back before this, and we should look at, first of all, repentance in the mind of God. Back in the days before the flood, God said, "It repenteth me that I have made man," and God did repent. He willed that a change be brought about, and he brought that change about. But every time that God's people truly repented, they changed their will to turn from sin to come back to him. So Peter, back at Pentecost in the 2nd chapter of Acts, told these people in a very forceful manner that they had crucified the Son of God. Reading from that sermon, you'll find at the climax of the message that he simply looked at these people who were of Judaism and said, "The same Jesus that you have crucified, God hath made both Lord and Christ." Now, I don't have any doubt at all when it says, "Then they that heard his word were pricked in their heart. And they said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what must we do?" There is an evident fact that these people would have never made this statement if they did not believe the teaching that the apostle Peter had offered to be true. So the very first thing that he told them to do in Acts 2:38 was to repent. This is linked with conversion from that scripture we gave you in another sermon by Peter in Acts 3:19. Remember the verse? "Repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." But in Acts 2:38, he said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission or for the forgiveness of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." When you seek to analyze what is associated with repentance, you find something that becomes a very personal subject. And might I say this is going to be personal during your entire life, for I find that there is never a time in your life or my life that we will outgrow our need for repentance. Not alone was this true with the people who received the word at Pentecost in that second chapter of Acts in Jerusalem, but it was also true of Brother Simon, even after he became a child of God. You remember the accounting again in that 8th chapter of Acts, before Philip preached to the Ethiopian in the wilderness there, or that desolate area between Jerusalem and Gaza, he had been in the city of Samaria. And beginning with the 5th verse in that 8th chapter, you read how that he went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And this is a place where both men and women heard the word, believed it. They must have certainly repented, but they truly were baptized into Christ. And then the main opposition, Simon, who had been a sorcerer, he heard the word. He believed it, and he was baptized. And then we have Luke giving us a picture of the early days of the life of Simon as a Christian. You know, he saw the power that the apostles had. He was a newborn babe in Christ. I'm convinced that he believed that Christ was the Son of God. But he wanted to have the power that the apostles had. So he offered money, the very thing that man thinks will probably buy anything upon this earth. Peter told him that his money would perish with him. His heart was not right in the sight of God, and then he told him as a Christian to repent and pray, if perhaps the thought of your heart might be forgiven you. So isn't it an interesting point? If you're an alien sinner, repentance plays a part in your obedience to the gospel. It plays a part in your conversion. But it also plays a part in your life as a Christian. Isn't it a wonderful thing to realize that the Lord has given us the opportunity, as Christians, for His ears to be open unto our prayers, His eyes to be over the righteous, Peter said in 1 Peter the 3rd chapter, His ears open unto their prayers, and to realize that the Lord is a Father that is willing to receive the repentant heart and the repentant soul. When you begin to realize that one hears the word of God and believes it, and then when he turns that over in his mind, he realizes the need to turn, the need to change. Do you remember the story that Jesus told in emphasizing repentance in the life of people? When he told the story of the two sons who was called in by their father. And the father said to the first son, "Son, go work today in my vineyard." And that son said, "I will not go." But afterwards, he went. The other son said he would go, but he didn't go. The statement was then asked, the question was asked by Jesus, who did the will of his father? And they had to answer, the one who actually said he wouldn't go, but he truly repented and went. So the wonderful message of Christ was that the world in darkness had an opportunity for the way out. I believe it could be pictured this way, that when we're traveling down a certain road, maybe we're influenced to follow that course because of the people who are about us. We must admit this fact whether we want to admit it or not, that we are influenced so many times in life by the things that are about us. The physical senses of life will attract our attention, and we find ourselves even down deep in our heart knowing that we may be going the wrong way, being pushed on. Repentance is the thing that causes us to turn, that causes us to realize that we're following the wrong course. So here's a personal action that can't be seen to begin with the human eye. It's that which begins in the heart. Have you ever had the experience of being in a congregation where the gospel is being preached time and time again? And perhaps there would be at a time when you least expected the response of someone from the audience who had a sincere desire to obey the gospel. Or maybe it was when you were studying the Bible with someone in their home that they expressed a desire to become a Christian. You really didn't know what was going through their mind. I believe that repentance must have taken place, the seeing the need for repentance in their life, that they might turn their back upon sin and they might go forward to serve the Lord. One other thing that certainly is implied in the teaching of Jesus on the subject of repentance, that not alone does repentance convey the idea of turning, but it conveys the idea of now going and progressing in the direction that is right. Yes, the people at Pentecost had been guilty for the crucifixion of Jesus. When they found the way out, they were willing to repent. For in Acts 2:41 says, "Then they that gladly received his word and were baptized, they were added to the number of believers there in the city of Jerusalem." That very day we see these people turning their back upon sin and being able to look Jesus Christ, the one that they had opposed, the one that they had met, probably seen crucified, now being their Savior and being their King. So I want to make a plea to you in the closing moment of this broadcast today, friends. If you haven't turned from your sin, realize that Jesus died for you upon the cross. He wants this to begin in your heart. And when it begins in your heart and you follow that teaching of God's Word, you're going to turn from anything that wars against the soul. You're going to turn your back upon sin. And you're going to go in a way of progress toward Jesus Christ. So after one confesses that faith in Christ, or after one repents, he confesses that faith in Christ, and then he is baptized into Christ Jesus. Both repentance and baptism are commandments. Paul at Mars Hill in the 17th chapter of Acts in the city of Athens said, "God commandeth all men everywhere to repent." That's Acts 17:30. And we're aware of the fact that Jesus said that we must repent or we would perish. God doesn't want anyone to perish. He wants all to come to repentance. And we hope that if you find yourself in that condition today, that you'll truly turn from sin. Let your friendly neighbors of the Church of Christ help you. Tell a friend about the broadcast and be with us next time as we continue on with preaching that can be practiced.